It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, Michigan. It's the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Barbecue Bob and I are on the road today. We are down at D&W at 2103 Parkview Avenue in beautiful Kalamazoo, Michigan. Got an action-packed show today. Got lots of great guests. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Randy. And good morning, Grilling World. It's a gorgeous day at D&W Parkview, Kalamazoo. We're set up out front and got the Starbucks going inside. This place is, it's typical D&W, first class. They've got so much stuff in there. I want to go eat them out of business, man. It's, love D&W.
You know, the coolest thing they've got going on here today is right on the front page of their flyer, they've got this thing called a Tenderloin Mania going on. Today's the last day of it. But they got T-bone steaks and porterhouse steaks. I walked back there by the meat counter. Those things are about an inch and three quarters back there. Just some fabulous looking T-bones and porterhouses in there. Buy one, get one free. Sweet deal, man.
I stood at that counter and I was falling in love. Those T-bones... there's just something about throwing a T-bone on the grill. It's pretty hard to beat. I mean, maybe a porterhouse or something would match it, but it's pretty hard. The Spartan Mobile Grill's rolling up. Going to be a good day if you're anywhere within the sound of this signal. You got to get over to this D&W because it's going to be happening here. There's so much meat here. I don't know. I'm ready to fire that grill up myself.
Yeah, we're on the corner of Parkview and Oakland in Kalamazoo, right over by the Parkview campus of Western Michigan University. Say, we've got several guests coming with us today. Tom Reinhardt is a chef out of Grand Haven. He's going to be working an event with the Lemon Creek Winery. Those are friends of ours, so we're going to talk a little bit about that with Tom here in a second. Bob's got some zucchini peppers and sausage basket that he's going to do. Excellent recipe. I've had it before. Bob's going to put that throw down for us. Bowers Harbor, it's a wine day today. Justin Lashinsky from Bowers is going to talk to us about his Pinot Grigio and his Bordeaux. Sent it up to us. We got it open right here on the table. Big Paul, he's going to teach us how to do a special East Coast T-bone. Those are on sale here. Tim Surprise, our friend from Arcadia Breweries, coming in.
That's going to be good.
Yeah, Tim's always great to have on the show because he's just full of energy as well as, you know, he's got a restaurant and a brewery, so he knows how to throw down food with beer.
I think I better call him and wake him up and make sure he gets over here because, you know, he tends to hang pretty late running that big pub over there in Battle Creek.
Yeah, and I think they're just now getting the street fixed out in front of that thing, so his traffic's probably just rocking and
rolling.
That's
Arcadia
right now.
Ales in Battle Creek, one of our great sponsors, and... man, it's always good to have Tim on the show. He's so fun.
Yeah.
If you just tuned into this show, this is a couple of knuckleheads who grill like freaks, and we like drinking microbrewed beers, drinking Michigan wines, and just having fun on the back deck. This is all about making you the backyard master, the searing stud, that person that runs your backyard and makes everybody want to come over. So that's what this show is about. Stick around. We got some good stuff for you.
You know, Bob and I are just putting a deal together right now with the Hunting Time Expo that's up in Grand Rapids at the Deltaplex up there. We're going to be a big part of that this year, and we're going to have the gentleman that organizes that, County Commissioner Tom Antor, on the line with us later. Later in the show, so
don't
it's action-packed.
Don't say he's a county commissioner. You're going to put a stigma on him. Hey, look at this, man. My neck is swelling up. Just thinking of Hunting Time, I'm ready to go into rut.
You know what? I'm going to talk a little bit about the goose season opened on the 1st, which was, what, Thursday this week. Got a great recipe for marinated goose on the grill. And then we're going to close the show with our friend from the Good One, Chris Marks, the king of grilling, is going to be on the show.
That's barbecue.
Yeah,
king,
man.
Of barbecue.
It's awesome. But right now, we've got our friend Tom on the line. Tom, you out there?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Mr. Reinhardt, good to talk to you, buddy. You've got a fun day ahead of you, and we won't keep you long because I watched the way you run around that place, and you've probably got that whole place wound up already. But you've got who do you have coming up from Lemon Creek?
Yeah, we've got the whole team from the Grand Haven's Lemon Creek Winery Tasting Room. They opened that place just this summer, and they just did a marvelous job. They took an old abandoned gas station that was in fairly bad state of repair, and just turned into a beautiful stone facade tasting room. It's a beautiful building. So the whole team from there is up here. We're prepping up some food, and we're hosting a Labor Day weekend cookout and wine tasting there from 2 to 6 o'clock today.
Yeah. Is it Kate or Caitlin?
Caitlin and the whole crew from the local winery.
She came to the D&W and treated us to some of that phenomenal Lemon Creek wine when we were there a couple of weeks ago. And, man, that's Michigan is just so full of phenomenal vintners. It's getting great, isn't it?
They are indeed.
Yeah, well, so what else do you have going on? You've got a little wine tasting. Are you going to do some grilling over there?
We got the grill set up. We got a tent. There's live music. So we're going to be in addition to their great selection of wines, they've concocted up a couple of really nice marinades and some sauces and dipping oils. We put together a couple different recipes based on that. So we're going to have some food tasting out there. It's going to be coming off the grill. We're going to be using their wines and their sauces, their marinades. And it's free with the purchase of any wine tasting. The tastings are $5, and they include 5 1-ounce pours of their of all their outstanding Lemon Creek wines.
Okay, that's a value. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys at 107.3 WBBL every Saturday from 9 to 11. Right now, we're at the D&W in Kalamazoo, the Parkview D&W, and we're talking with Chef Reinert from Beacons. Now, you work at a phenomenal store. You're in right downtown Grand Haven. Tell us a little bit about Beacons and what you guys, how you roll, because you're a unique place, and if you've never been to Beacons, and you like nice appliances, and you want to learn how to cook really well, Chef Tom here, he can teach you.
Yeah, we've had an appliance store here in Grand Haven for about 25 years, and about 3.5 years ago, we started a cooking school in here to help our clients get the most out of the appliances that they purchase. The cooking school's been really taken off. We offer 3-4 classes a week, and I run the cooking school program here. And we have a lot of fun. We work with a lot of different businesses in the community, much like Lemon Creek this week, to just kind of get the word out about what we're doing.
So that starts at 2 o'clock, doesn't it?
It runs from 2 to 6. We've had quite a bit of downpour here this morning. It looked like the end of the world for a few minutes, but the clouds are passing over, and it looks like it's going to clear up. It's going to be a great day.
Wow, that's going to be cool. So if you don't have big plans for this Saturday on Labor Day, and you're going to be anywhere around the Grand Haven area, you do want to try Lemon Creek Wines. Trust me on that. $5 for 5 pours, I could change my plans for that.
Yep, we're in US 31. The wine tasting room's at 327 North Beacon, so we're just about a half a mile south of the bridge. And beautiful stone wine tasting room. Come on in, have a taste.
What are you grilling out there for the listeners so they can kind of like whet their appetite on the way?
Yeah, they make a great little portobello shallot chopped sauce, and I've paired that up with some chicken thighs. We're going to be grilling them up, so we're going to have some little spadinis of the chicken. We've got the chipotle lime sauce that they have, and we're pairing that up with some pork. We're going to make some little tostadas out of those. And let's see. They have a red wine barbecue sauce out of this world. We're going to be pairing that up with some all-beef meatballs. And a special little macaroni pasta salad using some of their different marinades and wine sauces as well.
Excellent. Well, listen, Chef Tom, I know you're busy and you got to get back to work. We sure appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to the grilling guys. We'll look forward to seeing you again. We're going to try and get over that way again before the weather turns.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me on the show this morning, guys. And have a great time down there at D&W in Kalamazoo.
All right. Thanks, bud. That's Chef Tom Reinert from Beacons in Grand Haven, and guys, he is truly a master chef. I've worked with him for the last couple of years now, and the guy he's off the hook. And that kitchen, that classroom they have, it's so cool. If you want to learn how to be a true master, places like that, man, we got treasures like that all over Michigan.
Yeah, you got to get out and give them a try. You know, it is Labor Day weekend. This is a holiday weekend. We're going to take time to remember and commemorate all the hard workers in America on Monday when we all get to take an extra day of relaxation. This is the perfect weekend. Theoretically, it's the last weekend of summer. I'm not giving up yet, but this is a great weekend to get out and grill. And I tell you what, here at D&W, if you come down here and say your propane tank's about empty and you do one of these swap outs, they'll give you a $5 coupon off of your meat purchase. You pair that with the T-bones that are 2-for-1. I tell you what, you're going to walk out of here with a great barbecue just waiting to happen.
You about have positive cash flow in this place.
Yeah.
You know, Labor Day, I think that's, you know, I'm not sure really how it started. It had some kind of, you know, union deal. But now what it really symbolizes is that point in the year when you finally paid the government. And from here on out, this money's yours.
I don't know if it's that late in the year, but, you know, we can. It's your story. We can live with that if we want to. Yeah, man.
CutSpendingNow.com.
Right. Well, you know what? That's why we are here at DW Fresh Market down in Kalamazoo, corner of Parkview in Oakland, because they've got some great deals here. I'm flipping through this flyer, and one I found that's kind of a hidden back in here a long ways is they have, if you come and buy a whole tenderloin, here it's called Tenderloin Mania, $5.88 a pound. This is that preferred Angus. Normally it's about three times that much money. They got a great deal on it for the holiday. You got to buy the whole thing, but I'm telling you what, you slice it up and it's going to make some great grilling.
So where's your recipe, Randy? You got a little treat for us right now, don't you?
Yeah.
What do you have?
Well, I tell you what, I did a little salmon yesterday at the at a little beach party with Brad the Builder. Real simple, guys. You can remember this one even if you're driving down the road. Put that salmon on there, put salt and pepper on it. I like to use sea salt and cracked pepper. It's fresher. And then just put a little two-thirds maple syrup, one-third balsamic. Mix that up. Use that for a glaze. That was it. Turned out fantastic.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
You do have to heat it up and blend it, though, a little bit?
Right, yeah. Get the maple syrup and the balsamic to mix. So, coming up next.
Sweet.
Yeah, coming up next, Barb. That would be Bob on the barbecue, is going to be doing zucchini peppers and a sausage basket for us. We're going to have Justin Leshinsky on from Bowers Harbor. We're going to talk about this Pinot Grigio and this Bordeaux that we have in front of us. We're going to give a little sample of that. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. It's a sorry for the way.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.